WIRX. Good morning. Hey, so Assembly Required History Channel just put out a preview for it, and I kind of YouTubed it and tried to find more out about it, but they're not really disclosing anything. So so Assembly Required, by the way, is a new show with Tim Allen and Richard Karn playing the guys from Tool Time. You know, Tim and Al, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess it sounds like it's going to be a competition show of like assembling things possibly, and then them judging it. That's kind of what I got off of it. So it's not like an actual show. You know what I'm saying?
No. What?
Because I was hoping it was going to be just like straight up Tool Time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like a Bob Vila, like a Bob Vila home improvement show. But I don't think that's what it is. I think it's like a competition show of you building stuff. They have competitors come and they try to build something.
Yeah, so they're given guidelines or rules, and then they have to build something that
maybe
fits
like
within those.
Maybe like a Forged in Fire kind of show.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's still going to be good. What channel is that on?
It's going to be on History Channel. And, dude, just the previews they have out for it are hilarious.
Awesome.
It's everything you want from Tim and Al.
Perfect. I love
them bickering at each other, and it's great, dude.
Well, I will have to watch that. Hopefully it'll be on Hulu as well, because I don't have cable. Mm-hmm. Or I'll just have you record it on VHS, and then I'll watch the tape later. That'll work. Anyway.
Hit record.
All right. Well, we got to keep her moving here. Let's get to it. Your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
This is a weird story. I'm not going to lie. The police in Snake Spring Township, Pennsylvania.
Say it again.
The police in Snake Spring Township, Pennsylvania. Mahava.
It says, welcome to Snake Spring, men.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, they're searching for a burglar who stole an umbilical cord.
What?
A burglar who stole an umbilical cord. The burglar broke into a storage unit back in December and stole a bunch of items, including a TV, Xbox, some vaping equipment, a laptop, and yes, the umbilical cord. The burglar also took, quote, baby feet print ceramic tile.
No, you know what he did? He broke in there, got all the cool stuff, and he was like, oh, yeah, nice, jerky. A piece of Jack Links for me, for the road.
Who would leave a perfectly good piece of beef jerky right here?
God.
We're not sure why the victim had the umbilical cord in the storage unit or if the thief knew what he was taking, but right now that is on the list of things that were stolen.
Hey, when you have your baby?
Yeah.
Can we keep the umbilical cord and put it up on the wall in the studio?
Just to
creep everybody up.
I'm going to turn it into a rain stick is what I'm a little thin rain stick, yeah.
You know, or make it like the grip of your golf putter or something, you know. Oh.
For sure. We'll do that, and we'll keep the, can't you keep the placenta or you eat the placenta, whatever it is? Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a thing. People keep the umbilical cord, huh?
I guess. Do you keep the whole thing or just part of it?
I don't know. It's just it eventually just shrivels up into a little jerky, right?
Little piece of jerky. Little. That's jerky's chewy, man. It's gross.
It's a weird thing, guys. You know, another thing too. You save your teeth.
No, my mom has my baby teeth.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
And like every time they bust it out, just like put it away.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to see that.
It's in a little tooth container. Like it's a wood. It's shaped like a tooth. It's shaped like a tooth, and then you turn it. Right? It's made of wood. You
get
turn
rid
it
of that.
Just full of my teeth. Yeah, full of my former bones.
Oh, weird thing.
Yeah, this is a weird story. This is a weird thing. A weird thing. You keep the foreskin or no? Does that, do you get rid of
it's
that?
Even more little shriveled up. Yes.
No, mine was huge. It's the biggest foreskin they've ever seen.
Look, it's like a little lifesaver.
You took my turtleneck off. It's ridiculous. All right. There you go. That's your WTF of the day. We'll be back.